This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Alexander Gastevich. Alexander is one of the principals in VGI, does a lot of investing in real estate and cannabis and companies. We're going to talk to you today about what he looks for in a company he's investing in, how he decides, and then also what trends he's following sort of in the private investing world or private equity world. Alexander, can I ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself and then just jump right into when you evaluate a company, how do you evaluate, how do you decide to invest or not invest?
Sure, Scott. It's good to be back with you. My name is Alex Gastevich. I'm vice president of V Gastevich Investments, which is a family office based out of Chicago. We've got a deep history rooted in real estate, private equity, and recently we've shifted towards the cannabis and emerging energy market space. In terms of what we sort of look for when deciding on firms to invest in, our methodology reflects the character and shared experiences of our family. We invest heavily in people, especially those who have operational experience and can demonstrate values that align with our own, primarily being ethical stewards of shareholder capital. We invest in sectors that we understand well or when we can understand the appeal to customers. We like to invest in opportunities where we have a competitive advantage in our understanding of the market, which we've been able to sort of form in the cannabis space over the last 8 years, and then through detailed due diligence and building relationships over the long term. We also like companies that have competitive advantages over their peers or some type of defensibility inherent in their business model. The environment today may not be the environment tomorrow, which is something that we always factor. Market leaders frequently lose their position when they don't have a defensible business model.
And talk about, give us an example of a company you invest in that you like that fits some of these characteristics. You don't have to name the company, but if you think about something specifically in terms of this had somewhat of a moat, this had people we liked from an operational perspective, you know, this we felt confident in. And then maybe something without naming names that you walked away from that didn't hit all the characteristics you looked for.
Sure. Yeah, the one that we love that's easy for us to name is a U.S. and Chicago-based cannabis company called Green Thumb Industries. The co-founders of the company both had previously run companies, one of which had gone public, and they really had the right values. We like to say Chicago or Midwest values sort of blended in with the right business acumen and prior operational experience. And what they were able to do is, starting in Illinois, go after a limited set of licenses to run a cannabis company, to do the cultivation, to do the processing, to do the retail, and really kind of have this moat or oligopoly control of a large portion of the U.S. cannabis market in the states they operate in. So that's been sort of a good example of the types of companies that have fit the mold well. You know, I won't name names of the companies we've passed on, but I think that for us, we really like to take deep dives into the people themselves. And so the times that we pass, if it's not for the business model, it's sort of using our network, using our resources, using the internet specifically to sort of dig deep into who these people are. And so there's many times where we find red flags of previous business experiences that certain people within the organization may have that seem problematic for us, and we can't get comfortable with investing in them. And those are the types of opportunities we frequently pass on.
And take a moment on generally, I mean, you guys are very close to investing in areas that you know well, whether it's cannabis, real estate, or businesses related to cannabis and so forth. Talk for a moment about if there are some core trends that you watch in the private equity world. I mean, do you worry sometimes about how heated up a buyer's market or how many people are trying to buy into things and so that inflates prices? Or what are some of the things that you follow that you watch in terms of the investment world?
Yeah, specifically in cannabis, I think there's a couple trends that we really like and sort of where they're headed right now. So one of them is the preeminence of actually Chicago-based cannabis companies listed on public markets. If you look at the top five U.S.-based public cannabis companies by market capitalization, One is Massachusetts-based, one is Florida-based, and three are Chicago-based. In many ways, Chicago is sort of turning into the Silicon Valley of public cannabis companies in the U.S. And so we really think there's a really interesting niche that they've been able to sort of capitalize on. And this trend of Chicago-based companies continuing to go public seems like it may continue this year. We may see, you know, a few more. So that's one of the trends that we've sort of noticed. Running off that, another one, this is sort of something that's been going on in social media. It's the rise of this, it's sort of a social media hashtag called MSO Gang. And what it is it's a coordinated social media effort from the CEOs of the largest U.S. multi-state operators. These are companies that have licenses to cultivate, process, and retail cannabis products in the U.S. They're pushing their companies over the Canadian cannabis companies, who continue to sort of dominate the airwaves whenever there's substantive progress in U.S. cannabis legalization. So if you look at sort of February, the Canadian LPs were up 35%, the U.S. MSOs were up 22%. And Scott, as we've discussed previously, the Canadian LPs already trade a significant premium versus the U.S. MSOs. And apart from Canopy, none of them really have exposure to the U.S. market. We think there's an inflection point where the Canadian companies are no longer going to be able to buy these U.S. MSOs. Just to illustrate this point, the Wall Street Journal just had an article titled, "All Pot Stocks Aren't Created Equal." I also recently saw an article on MarketWatch titled, "If You Want to Get Rich with Marijuana Stocks, You Need to Know the Crucial Difference Between the U.S. and Canadian Companies." There's a slow education of the retail investor and the general public in the U.S. that's going on right now. It started a few years ago. And there's this great MSO gang social media presence that these CEOs are putting out there. They're going on CNBC. Tim Seymour is part of that. They're really pushing this narrative to drive home the American growth story that is U.S. cannabis.
Fantastic. So watching a lot of what's happening in Chicago, some of these coordinated efforts, the what you mentioned, three out of the five folks are in companies are Chicago-based, magnificent. And trying to build on some of the social media efforts and the media efforts too. Fascinating. And Kels, are we in the first inning of cannabis investing, the eighth inning of cannabis investing? Where are we at in terms of opportunities as you look at this?
Yeah, I think we're at the bottom of the second inning. You know, even though cannabis in many ways started 10, 20 years ago, it's just starting to come into its own. It's just starting to grow into itself. You know, we've seen weekly the number of, you know, even conservative states in the South begin enacting legislation when it comes to medical cannabis. And, you know, many people frequently ask me, did I miss the opportunity? Is it too late? You know, I think we've never had more confidence nationally around this movement. And I think it's a great opportunity today to start really looking at it closely, trying to find opportunities and invest for the next 10 years of one of the best growth stories we've had in the U.S. in a generation.
Magnificent. Alex, I love your thoughts on investing and how you decide where to invest and sticking to what you all guys know, your group and team knows. As I love your thoughts on where we're at in the sort of continuum of the investment cycle in this area. It's inspiring and healthy. Alex Gasevich, thank you so much for joining us in the Becker Private Equity Podcast today. Thank you very much.